Chapter 2. Climb God's Mountain. The message Isaiah got regarding Judah and Jerusalem. There's a day coming when the mountain of God's house will be the mountain, solid, towering over all mountains. All nations will river toward it. People from all over set out for it. They'll say, "Come, let's climb God's mountain. Go to the house of the God of Jacob. He'll show us the way he works so we can live the way we're made." Zion's the source of the revelation. God's message comes from Jerusalem. He'll settle things fairly between nations. He'll make things right between many peoples. They'll turn their swords into shovels, their spears into hoes. No more will nation fight nation. They won't play war anymore. Come, family of Jacob, let's live in the light of God. God, you've walked out on your family, Jacob, because their world is full of hokey religion, Philistine witchcraft and pagan hocus-pocus, a world rolling in wealth, stuffed with things, no end to its machines and gadgets, and gods, gods of all sorts and sizes. These people make their own gods and worship what they make. A degenerate race, face down in the gutter. Don't bother with them. They're not worth forgiving. Pretentious egos brought down to earth. Head for the hills, hide in the caves, from the terror of God, from his dazzling presence. People with a big head are headed for a fall. Pretentious egos brought down a peg. It's God alone at front and center on the day we're talking about, the day that God of the angel armies is matched against all big-talking rivals, against all swaggering big names. Against all giant sequoias, hugely towering, and against the expansive chestnut, against Kilimanjaro and Annapurna, against the ranges of Alps and Andes, against every soaring skyscraper, against all proud obelisks and statues, against ocean-going luxury liners, against elegant three-masted schooners. The swelled big heads will be punctured bladders, the pretentious egos brought down to earth, leaving God alone at front and center on the day we're talking about. And all those sticks and stones, dressed up to look like gods, will be gone for good. Clamber into caves in the cliffs, duck into any hole you can find. Hide from the terror of God, from his dazzling presence, when he assumes his full stature on earth, towering and terrifying. On that day, men and women will take the sticks and stones they've decked out in gold and silver to look like gods and then worship, and they will dump them in any ditch or gully, then run for rock caves and cliff hideouts to hide from the terror of God, from his dazzling presence, when he assumes his full stature on earth, towering and terrifying. Quit scraping and fawning over mere humans, so full of themselves, so full of hot air. Can't you see there's nothing to them?